Good morning, Boker Tov, everyone. It is Wednesday morning. Sorry that we missed a couple of days, but we're back with Halacha in the morning. Kitzer, Shulchan Aruch, Perek Lamed, Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel. We've been learning the laws of Tzedakah. And here we go. The Kitzer writes, Yesh li zahar li tein atzedakah behester, bechol masha efshar. A person should be careful to give Tzedakah privately, in a way that is hidden, as much as that is possible. If it's possible for him to give tzedakah in such a way that the giver of the tzedakah doesn't even know who the receiver is, and the receiver, the poor person, doesn't know who the giver is, tov me'od. That is very good. That is the best way to give tzedakah. It maintains the dignity and the respect of the collector, of the person who is in need. And it doesn't make things uncomfortable or awkward between the person giving tzedakah and receiving tzedakah. If possible to give tzedakah without the receiver knowing who gave and without the giver knowing who's receiving, that is the highest level. Again, sometimes it's not possible both ways, but if it's possible even one way, that would be certainly better than nothing. If the giver could be anonymous to the receiver, or the receiver could be anonymous to the giver, even just one of two, is certainly worthwhile. Either way, whether the person giving tzedakah knows who's receiving it or not, a giver should not glorify himself, should not boast or feel so proud about the tzedakah he gives, because he's doing his job, he's doing his mitzvah, he's using the money that Hashem gave him appropriately. You should always feel good about mitzvahs that we do, but not over the top. Glorifying oneself for doing their basic obligation is, the Kitzer says, not necessarily appropriate. Achi makdish eza davar litztaka, mutter lo shiichtov shemo alav. If a person is giving tzedakah not to someone in need, but to something holy, sanctified, he's sanctifying something. Let's say he's giving a gift to a shul or to a school or to a base medrash. So then it is permissible for him to have his name written on some sort of plaque or mentioning that this was a donation. Shiyehe lo lizikaron, so that it can be remembered that this was given to, again, for example, the shul by this particular person or family. Ve'ra'u ilai soskin. And in fact, the Kitzer says it's appropriate to do that. There's nothing wrong with donating anonymously, surely. But when giving tzedakah, not to someone poor, that would be inappropriate. But when giving tzedakah to, let's say, a communal institution, to have one's name written there is certainly no problem at all. And sometimes may encourage other people to give tzedakah as well, which is something that is also praiseworthy, as we mentioned a few days ago. One more halacha today. The Kitzer writes in Halacha Yadalad, B'yoser tzrich nashkiach al talmid chacham ani, lases lo lefi chavodo. We need to be extra careful that if giving tzedakah to a talmid chacham, to a Torah scholar, that it's done in a most honorable way. V'im eino rotza lekabel, if the talmid chacham, we know he needs money, but he doesn't want to accept it because he doesn't want to, he thinks it's beneath his dignity, or he's uncomfortable being dependent on others. Misaskin liskor lo sechora. A person should try to engage him in business, to try to help him start something in which he could produce his own money. Now, this is a good thing to do for anybody, not just a talmid chacham. But in particular, the Kitzer is writing, we have an extra obligation to support, and to support in a dignified way, a talmid chacham. Shemokrim lo sechora bezol, v'konim imenu sechora biyoker. I can sell him merchandise cheaply, and I could buy it back expensive. Not in a way that seems obvious or silly, but in other words, help him restart his business if that's something that would help him get back on his feet. If he has a good business mind, he just needs a little startup money or some startup merchandise. Malvin lo maus lischor by him. So give him a loan and let him start up his business that he can then use to support himself. Again, a dignified way of making sure that this Talmud Chacham, this person, is able to care for himself. Amru Rabbi Senu Zichronu Levracha, our sages teach, the Gemara says in Psachim that anybody who provides in this way, in a dignified way, by providing business for a Talmud Chacham, merits to sit in the Yeshiva Shalmaila after 120 years in the world to come, gets a good spot in the big Yeshiva in the sky, so to speak. The Gemara in Brachos says that all the great prophecies that the prophets prophesied about the wonderful things that can come were about people primarily who did business with Talmidei Chachamim to support them and married their daughters off to Torah scholars as well. So again, we have a special obligation to support and to support in a dignified way Talmidei Chachamim, but really we have an obligation, as we saw in the earlier halacha as well, to support anybody who is in need and to do it in as dignified a way as possible. If that means doing it in a way that's anonymous, that would be excellent. If that means giving a loan so the person doesn't feel like he's just receiving, but it's a loan that he'll be able to pay back after he uses it properly, that would be wonderful as well. But it is our responsibility to be there for those who need our support. Have a great day.